a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time, 3:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
developers broke ground today on an apartment complex in Salt Lake City's Ballpark neighborhood. The developers are focusing on building smaller units in the area. I'm KSL News Radio's Martha Harris.
Second, the Amber Alert issued by Salt Lake City Police about an hour ago has been canceled. The child was found safe in Tooele County. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot with Ricky Meese.
That's going to be southbound I-15 due to a crash at the point of the mountain blocking three right lanes of travel. You have stop-and-go delays, a parking lot rounding the point of the mountain on southbound I-15. Those stop-and-go speeds begin at 123rd South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Hot and sunny today with a high of 97, but even warmer tomorrow. I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, 95 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A major passenger train derailment in Missouri. Amtrak says more than 240 passengers were on board train 4, Los Angeles to Chicago, when it came off the rails after hitting a dump truck at a railroad crossing in Mendon, about 100 miles northeast of Kansas City. There are early reports of injuries. Passenger Rob Nightingale on that train.
The train started rocking and flickering, and it just seemed like a normal jolt. But then I could definitely feel it come off the tracks.
And once outside, saying you saw what was remaining of the dump truck.
I saw the wheels of the truck on the tracks, and then I saw what looked like the truck. It was all mangled.
A local hospital says it's received patients. Governor Mike Parson in an online statement saying, quote, we ask Missourians to join us in praying for all of those impacted. The Supreme Court today ruling that a public high school football coach is not promoting religion when he prays midfield with players during games. This coming after a decision of gun rights and the overturning of Roe v. Wade, taking credit for the court's shift to the right, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
I had made a very, at the time, controversial decision not to fill the vacancy created by Justice Scalia's passing during the presidential election in 2016. That set up the opportunity when my party won.
Speaking today in Kentucky, the House Select Committee announcing a surprise hearing for tomorrow.
Last week, the January 6th committee said it would take a 2-week break to review evidence and witness testimony. Now it's set a new hearing for Tuesday, saying it will present recently obtained evidence and schedule new witnesses. The committee did recently receive footage from a Trump documentary shot before, during, and after the 2020 election and the January 6th attack.
ABC's Andy Field in Washington. The Dow fell 62 points today. You're listening to ABC News.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Airlines are still struggling to keep up as we head into a holiday weekend. ABC's Alex Stone joins me now live. And Alex, we heard earlier today that hundreds of flights had to be canceled due to the weather. What types of delays are travelers experiencing now?
Yeah, it's bad, and it's been a mess for over a week, and today you add to the ongoing labor problems, not enough pilots, not enough air traffic controllers, and now weather, and it seems like we're always on the edge. You have one little thing, and then everything comes apart then, and today was the weather of the East Coast and Atlanta, thunderstorms moving through. As of right now, 102 flights that have been canceled in the U.S. today, 4,500 that have been delayed, many of them heavily. Folks are stuck. Edgar Hernandez, nowhere to go, stuck at an airport. He says it wasn't good. They kept being told it was on time, and then boom, wiped out.
It was on time the whole time, and then next thing you know, I get a notification on my phone, flight's canceled.
And he has a message for the airlines. He's saying, stop offering. Yeah, there's so much demand. People want to travel, but don't offer these flights if you don't have the pilots to fly them, if you can't do it.
For me, I think if you can't handle these flights, then just don't book them. Because this is very frustrating, being stranded at an airport.
And he's stuck there. The airlines are doing that, though. They're starting to cut flights now ahead of time from their schedules, offer up more wiggle room. But summer weather not helping out. Incredible demand. TSA saying Sunday was the busiest day that airport checkpoints have seen since February of 2020. So the airlines say they're doing what they can, that they only have so many pilots, that the weather they obviously cannot control. And they're trying to work around that, but it's a lot of canceled flights again today.
Yeah, a lot of people are expected to travel for the weekend, though. What should they expect?
Yeah, well, probably more of the same as we go into 4th of July. Some people are just deciding they're going to drive. And gas prices are inching down a tiny bit with the pennies, with a little bit more supply in the U.S. Could go right back up if there's any kind of disruption, refinery problem, hurricane, anything like that. Matt Fall, he decided he's going to drive. He says he doesn't want to sit at an airport.
I would rather have a guaranteed vacation and spend a little more time getting there than risk not having a vacation because my flight gets canceled.
Of course, you can't do that if you're going to Cancun or to the East Coast or somewhere else. But if you can, some people are saying, you know what? They're just going to drive.
All right, Alex, thank you so much for being with me.
You got it.
ABC's Alex Stone joining us live.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.